Welcome to the Good To Me podcast. I'm Shanley, your host and self-care coach. I'm here to help service providers and creatives to organize themselves and go from just surviving to thriving, so they can serve at their best. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm so happy to be back. You know, we're in quarantine right now, guys, and I even thought, how are we going to continue the episodes? I literally just started the podcast and I'm thinking, what are we going to do? And really, one thing that's helped me during this whole time is to just remain calm. One thing that I've been, or my mantra that I have been sticking to during this time, during this season, is to take one day at a time, one step at a time, and one task at a time. Because I've spoken about before how important it is for us to make sure that we remain calm as we can, because this helps us to be rational, and this helps us to not allow our emotions to really take over. So that's been something that I've been sticking to, as well as practicing a lot of mindfulness. And to be honest with you, I know how powerful mindfulness is, and it was something that I would, you know, include in my self-care routine maybe once a week. And now I've been doing it every single day. It's a must for me. And I just want to shout out to all the people who have been joining on Instagram every single weekday for the past 37 days. It's amazing just to see the amount of support. And we've all been supporting each other, as well as those of you who are in the Facebook squad. I just love to see how you all are supporting one another and uplifting each other during this time. Anyway, I hope you are all well. Hope you're doing great. So that was a bit of a check-in. But let's get into the episode. So I'm really excited for today's episode, because I guess it's related to the topic that I just started speaking about, and really thinking about how we can build our resilience during this time and look after our mental well-being, so we can have more of a healthy approach or positive approach to life right now. And I know it's been super difficult for a lot of you, but what I want to do today is to be able to just bring you some tools that are going to help you to cope. Right. And I guess that's what all we can do, is to focus on what we can control. OK, and everything else that we can't control, we've got to do our best to let that go and to cope. So one thing we need to be clear on, and I guess this is why I've even been talking about self-care so much in the first place, is because stress is, you know, inevitable. We can't get rid of it. We can't hide from it. And it's, you know, it doesn't favor anyone. So we all experience stress. And really, with self-care, it's the thing that's going to help you to cope with the curveballs that life throws at you. It's what helps us to keep on going. It helps us to bounce back. And I guess that's how I would define resilience. It's your bounce back, your ability to bounce back. And again, we're all human, so we all take different times to recover from certain things and different experiences. So I also want to remind yourself, like, if you find that you are somebody who takes a while to bounce back, then that's absolutely fine. And to take that time, I think that's so important. So we're going to focus on what we can control. So I'm going to be going through quite a few tips. Pre-warning, please do have your notebook at the ready. So we're just going to kind of just have that conversation, really, because obviously I thought I wasn't going to be able to touch on this topic, because I didn't think I was going to be able to actually do the podcast. And I am so grateful for, you know, mindfulness and being able to be calm, because when we're calm, we're able to problem solve easier. Okay. So my first thing that I want to discuss is really us remembering our reality and staying present. And the reason why I wanted to talk about that was because when this whole corona came about, and that we, you know, when it came down to the point where we were going to get locked down, so especially in London, I know other places had been locked down prior. And for some weird reason, I was in the denial phase for a very long time. It's still not really, you know, kind of, I still haven't been able to really process everything that's been going on. I'm very aware of it and I'm taking the necessary steps. But there's something about this that just seems really false and fake. And, you know, when I do get a chance to go out, I'm like, is this for real? There's really nobody on the streets. But it's so important for us to remember our reality and to stay present, because there was a time. So one thing that's been really good is with my self-care, I have to say, thank God it has been on point, because I had been protecting myself and not even knowing it, because I don't even watch the news anyway. So I do protect myself from what I call negative news. And it took me a while to get some of the information coming into me. And I do have boundaries set up. So as soon as I knew this was happening, I did inform my friends and families not to send me anything related to it. I didn't want to get any false information. I knew people were making jokes about it. People were, you know, saying all of these, you know, conspiracies and all sorts. And, you know, it's really hard for me, and I'm sure most of you, to really try and figure out what is true and what's not. So I was making sure that I've gotten information from reliable sources. And I also recommend that you continue to do that. I also did want to know what was going on the news, but I didn't want to know too much. I remember when it started out, I was listening to the news, I think twice a week, and then I dropped it down to once a week. And now I can't remember the last time I watched the news. And I guess I think a month in. So I've gone back to what I would do normally. So I unfortunately got a video that had been sent in to me, and it was a video of the army trucks coming down to London. And I was like, oh my goodness. And I panicked. I literally jumped out of my bed and my heart started racing. I was sweating and I was thinking, oh no, oh no. And I did start to panic and I had to stop myself. So let's talk about the word stop, because honestly, right now, it's my favorite word. And the reason why it is because it's one of my favorite informal mindfulness practices. And that is what I did. I stopped. And stop is an acronym, okay, for you to take a moment for yourself and to just check in with yourself. So the S stands for stopping or pausing. The T is for you taking a breath, taking a moment to just take a breath, because once we take a breath, we are able to kind of calm ourselves down and start to focus on something other than what's going on in our minds. And then we give ourselves the opportunity to actually observe what's going on. Observing our thoughts, emotions, feelings, how we feel physically, and our experience. So when we take that moment to observe, we start to maybe we can challenge, get an opportunity to be rational and challenge maybe some of the thoughts we're having. But just being aware, okay? Because mindfulness is all about awareness, non-judgmentally. And then finally, proceeding. So just carrying on. So sometimes I think it's so great that if we can give ourselves that opportunity to just stop for a moment, our emotions are really powerful. And as you know, I'm very much into CBT. It's what I do day to day. And how we feel, how we think, and what we do in terms of how we behave are all linked together. So when we take that moment to pause and really just be aware, we have the opportunity to kind of pivot. And that's, I guess, what I mean when I'm talking about remembering your reality and to stay present. So I took on somebody else's reality. And, you know, when you're listening to the news, you start to take on everybody else's reality and start to, you know, apply it to your life. And that can really get into an unhelpful thinking style where you can start to catastrophize and, you know, start thinking of the worst case scenarios. And that is what happened to me. So I had to step back and give myself that reality check. I've spoken so much about how to give yourself a reality check, where you actually step back and, you know, assess your situation, you know, assess the thoughts that you're having and what is actually true and what's not. And yes, we can empathize for other people. I'm not saying to not empathize, but we have to have some boundaries, emotional boundaries, to not take on everything that is outside of our control. So this is why I talk about, you know, remembering what your reality is, because sometimes what your reality is not exactly what somebody else's reality is going to be. Okay. And then again, to stay present in the moment, because again, we can only control what is here and now. And there's lots of things at the moment that is out of our control. And the best thing that we could do for ourselves is to stay calm. And especially if we stay calm, that's going to help us to reduce our stress and anxiety and boost our immune system. And that's what we want to keep high at the moment. So after that, the next thing you're really going to want to do is also to make sure that you adopt, my favorite thing is to adopt an attitude of gratitude. And we know how beneficial gratitude can be for your well-being. It really helps you to shift your mindset and to not focus on all the negativity that's going on around, but to actually focus on what, you know, you are currently grateful for, the things that have been happening for you. And I always like to say that, you know, we can kind of jazz up our gratitude and not just focus on the present, but also the past, what you're grateful for, what you're thankful for from the past, and then what you're also thankful for the future. So having things to look forward to is also another great thing. It's like a fantastic way to set a goal and welcome in a goal, and boost your well-being and your esteem and keep you motivated. So I would also just recommend that you keep on practicing gratitude if that's something you're doing. And if you haven't, to start, you know, you can start by, you know, writing a gratitude list, going for gratitude walks, which I absolutely love. We're going to talk about that throughout these episodes that we have. I'll definitely touch on that. If you want to hear more about gratitude walks and how to carry those out, then please do make sure that you leave a review or comment, or just message me on my social media, so that I know. And although we are in a serious time and a lot of things are happening at the moment and it's very serious, don't forget to, you know, embrace humor. You know, allow, you know, your optimism or your positivity to kind of just be your default, something that you just fall back on. And to take that moment to just live like in the moment, in your element. You know, you can be happy. These things are going to help you to feel better. I've noticed that I've started to kind of, you know, move towards actually going back on YouTube and watching things that I haven't, watched in a while that make me laugh. That is how we can be intentional about our self-care. We don't need to allow life to just happen to us. We can slot things in that we feel are, you know, that's appropriate for what we need at this point in time. So yeah, go ahead and just have a laugh, you know, do what you can with what you have and what you can do. And I always like to say to try and conclude each one of your days, each day, because remember, we're taking it day by day, and just conclude each day with just reflection, some sort of reflection, and allow it to be positive reflection. So thinking about three things that you are grateful for today, or three things that have been positive, three things that have worked out or gone well in the day. And those of you that I've shared my journaling framework with, you know, that's part of it. We're always focusing on those positive things. And not only that, having that, you know, optimistic balance, and focusing on things that haven't gone well, and then how we're going to move forward from that. Right. And if you want to know more about journaling, definitely keep your eyes peeled, because we've got some things coming for you. But there is a YouTube video on that as well. And remember, we are building up this podcast. So if there's anything that you feel, you know, you really want to know more about, then let's talk about it. I would love to share these things with you. So do let me know. And again, it's so important as well, as I was talking about, us, our feelings, how our feelings can impact how we think and what we do. Again, it's the same with our thoughts. So really thinking about those thoughts that you're having and just being aware of them and really doing your best to manage your worries. I think what is really important for us to do a quick, you know, just check in when we notice our thoughts are just going all over the place, is to just ask yourself, is this fact or is this opinion? There's times where I have to say, Shanley, is this a fact or is this your opinion? And I recommend you do the same. And again, my last and final tip is to stay calm, because when we stay calm, we can problem solve, and we are going to really have to exercise our problem solving skills. So I want to just tell you, you know, a few steps to make sure that you can problem solve effectively. And those steps are, the first thing that you need to do is identify what the problem is. And you really need to write down your problems when you're problem solving. Do not do it in your head. We all, you know, we all do that, but it's not helpful. It's not effective. Write it down. Okay. So firstly, first step is identifying your problem. Then secondly, you're going to come up with all of the solutions under the sun. So you can get really creative here, really, really creative. Don't stop yourself. Use your imagination. Go wild. After you've identified all your solutions, you are then going to analyze those solutions. So figuring out what's the best one to go with. So you're going to go through each solution that you've written down and identify the advantages and all the disadvantages of each of them. After you've done that, you're then going to want to pick the best solution, the one that usually has the most advantages. So all of those ridiculous ideas that you wrote down, they're probably going to get put to the side or be, you know, the last resort. Okay. And so you pick the best solution and then you go ahead and make a plan. And when we're talking about making a plan, we want to be specific here. We want to make sure that we're clear in terms of what you are going to do, when you are going to do it, where you're going to do it, and with whom you are going to do it if you need somebody. Okay. And once you've got that plan, yeah, we're really taking the thinking process out of this whole thing. We don't want to keep too much in our minds because that is going to lead to a lot of overwhelm. We're going to then get exhausted. We're going to then get stressed out and then we're going to burn out. And that's what we're trying to avoid here. After you've created your plan, you're going to execute, you're going to do it. And then after you've done it, you're going to review it. So is this still a problem? Am I still stressed out about this? Am I still feeling overwhelmed? If the answer is no, then fantastic, you've done a great job. And if the answer is yes, that you are still feeling, you know, overwhelmed, then that's absolutely fine as well. You're then going to go back up to the step where all your solutions are analyzed and pick the next best one, go through, plan it out, do the plan, and then again, review. And that is the best way to make sure that you problem solve. Okay. And guys, again, just remember to, you know, be mindful, stay present, but also keep connected with others. Okay. It's really important in this time to just be creative with how we stay connected. I know most of it's virtually, but do your best to stay connected with loved ones. Okay. So I really, 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 really hope you enjoyed this episode. I really enjoyed talking with you and sharing all of this information with you and hope there's some things that you're going to take away and you're going to carry out. But again, remember to stay as calm as you can. And again, remember to problem solve. Okay. And I want you to make sure that you share this episode with anybody that you feel would benefit from hearing this message. Leave a review and I will see you in the next episode. Bye. Take care.